What's going on, world? Jack of all spades, CLT, back like a hot side fade. Shout out to boy Marlo, man, the man behind the camera. Newlywed.
Newly.
Yes. Congrats, my boy Jay Marlo and the wifey. But I am the beloved one, DJ Spellman. To my left, we have the pride of Africa, Ken YBB.
It is me, YBB, pride of Africa. Shout out to Gabon.
Gabon in it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To my right, Banks on the beat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Banks on the beat. Blue Water Banks, Lloyd Whitfield, all that. Fat Boy Tires, auto repair.
3700.
Wilkinson Boulevard, the OOP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And today, we have a special guest.
Hey.
Now, some may know her as the media maven of CLT. Mm-hmm. She is a Brooklyn native.
Hey.
Big up Blake Avenue.
Shout out. How you know that?
Big up the research team, Joe Goldberg.
Joe Goldberg in it.
How you know it's Blake Ave?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
But hold on now. She got culture in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Ella tiene la sangre de Costa Rica.
Okay, Colombia. Stand up. Colombia, stand up.
Jamaica.
Okay, Jamaica. St. Catherine Parish, what it is,
let's
what it
go,
ain't, what it's
going to
be.
We present to the world, Miss What's Up, Beautiful People. Or Havia Phillips.
Hey, y'all. Man, this is amazing. I'm still high key still trying to act like I'm not nervous that you knew it was Blake Avenue. You know, because I live so many places in Brooklyn. Canarsie, you know, R.I.P. Pop Smoke. Man, Crown Heights.
Crown Heights.
Shout out to Tivoli Towers across the street from Ebbets Field, Mega Evers. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Yeah.
So this is amazing.
You know the research team.
Wow, that's great. Research team, you know what I'm saying? They hiring?
We always hire. We can talk about that.
Bro, look on it. I'm about to join the research team because that's solid. You feel me?
Now, we like to start off all our podcasts by giving our guests their flowers. Now, for you, two-time UNCC graduate.
Yes.
Okay, working on her PhD in crisis communication.
Yes.
Host of our own show.
Big
the
up.
O show.
Big
wow.
up.
Thank
her
you.
Own show. Yeah. Emphasis.
Yeah, say that two times.
Yes, own show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Community servant, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, podcaster, poet.
Damn.
Y'all making me,
I'm like, rolling. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Is my cheeks falling off?
Yeah, hold
like,
up. We got some more on here. Black alumni ball influencer.
Damn. Wow.
Former Miss 1906.
Okay, there's only one way.
We digging here.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Feature on Superwoman is Black.
Oh, y'all. Wow.
You done did the work. Articles on in Voyage ATL.
Wow.
Shout at Atlanta, QC Metro, and Andy J. Weber.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Andy. That's the bro.
Talk to us about this journey. That's a lot of flowers.
You... Yeah.
Yeah, lay those out on the tape, on the carpet before you walk in. Like, that's a lot.
You know, honestly, love, I think, you know, when your head is down and you're just working. And so that's really what I was doing. I have a dream. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put my head down and work and just stay committed to the work. Keep my acrylics in the dirt. And then we just going to see what happens. So like hearing it back, it's like, oh, wow. Oh, because like, you know, you just be working. But thank you so much for that. And honestly, can we add this to the flowers too? Because, you know, I've been trying to be in here with y'all. It's amazing. Been following y'all for a minute. And now it's like, it's happening. It's like, they're real. We're here.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. Jack of all spades nation, you've heard it from the media haven of Charlotte.
No, seriously. You know, because here's the thing. Here's what I love about this city is, you know, our creative hub is very small. But what I can appreciate is running into people whose content you appreciate and who create from an authentic place. And for me, that y'all are definitely one of those for me. And so being here is like surreal, but it's also cool. And it's like, I mean, it was going to happen, but like making it happen.
It was going to happen.
So I'm just, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
That's the first time we got the flowers.
I know.
I don't play about that. Yeah, I don't play about giving flowers. Y'all feel me? So thank you. Thank you.
Well, now tenacity is defined by quality or the fact of being very determined. You recently had a post and you said in 2014 you was a server at Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, through your tenacity, you are here, a mogul in the making. Can you talk to our listeners about that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to the Red Lobster on Independence.
Shout out.
No, but so that was my very first job. I remember I was like 17, 18. And I remember thinking like, you know, well, first of all, I needed money. But I was like, I want to know about people. customer service, because it was like, I loved people, and I feel like being a server kind of puts that in perspective, mm-hmm. you know, because when nobody don't, when they don't like their food, how you gonna handle that? Mm-hmm. Don't take it personal. And then it affects your tip, and then don't take it personal. So I feel like, you know, honestly, y'all, Red Lobster built me. You know, it wasn't working in news that built me. It wasn't even all these accolades, as much of a blessing as it is. I feel like it's when you really have your head down and you grind it, and your hands is in everything, and it's dirty and it's grimy. And that's when you learn some of the best lessons. So for me, that was Red Lobster. Like, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. Wearing that apron. Wow.
All right, so we can all agree you was on your Meek Mill. You know, you used to pray for times like this.
I used to pray for times like this.
Now, right. We know that your mom is a big inspiration to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she taught you about resilience.
Yeah.
But what things did you learn from Marie Antoinette, a.k.a. Free,
wow.
Oprah, and Soledad O'Brien? You know, who were some, and also who were some of the local news people that inspired you?
Absolutely. So honestly, you gave like my top three starters. Like Free, I still study Free, the old vintage episodes for 106 in Park. Uh-huh. Still watch how she transitioned and how she carried herself, even when some interviews was awkward. Oprah, I mean, y'all already know Oprah Winfrey, how she pioneered so much, coming from so little. And Soledad O'Brien, you know, with her being Afro-Latina herself, and also how she pivoted in her marriage and also in media. I mean, you name my top three starters. And so for me, it's like seeing their story, studying them has become almost my craft. And it's crazy because like they were just doing them, and like studying them has become that for me. But locally for me, man, we'll be here for a minute. Erica Bryant, Christina Watkins, who is now at WDSU in New Orleans. Okay, when we talk like local news, I have a lot of women, particularly black women, that I look up to, because being in news already is not an us game, a black and brown game. But when we have women in the game that, you know what I'm saying, they step in them stilettos and they get that story. Those are my favorites. So we'll be here a minute. But I'm very grateful for, shout out to all of the local news women, you know, because that in itself is not a game to be played with. So, yeah, man. But those are my favorite people. How did you know that?
Once again,
minus Oprah.
Big up the research team.
How do you know it was Free and Soledad?
Big up the research team. That's all we can
say.
Man,
y'all hiring. I'm about to be on the research team.
Now, you are the epitome of being your authentic self. And I quote, you're going to get this bachata, you're going to get this Millie Rock.
You're going to get this bachata, you're going to get this Millie Rock.
You got to give it up. How has your personality opened doors for you?
Man, so what I love is there's no other Ojavia. And, you know, I had to learn the value of, I had to learn the value of self. And it came from accepting everything that came with me. So that's why I'm not ashamed to tell stories of how I slept in a shelter, how I got it out the mud, all these things that basically culminate to where we are now and still reaching higher heights. So I think for me, it's just more so understanding, like, if I'm not approaching it authentically, you ain't gonna see me there. I'm gonna stay home. Mm-hmm. Because like I need to be able to be this person. And what I'm grateful for is how open doors is. People love that. They feel that. They're like, man, she always hugging. Of course, well, okay, I will say this. Pre La Rona, I was hugging people much more. Yeah. Now you get a smooth dapping and I'd be like, do you want? And you gotta like do that. But I'm so grateful at open doors because people love what's real and people love when they can feel the passion. They love when you're honest about your story and you don't hide. And so I told God, I said, Lord, if you ever bless me to do this media thing and really make it happen, I'm not gonna hold back. Like, I'm gonna tell it all, because what is there to hide? Like, exactly. I'm not ashamed of nothing. Like, you gonna know. Like, there was a point where I couldn't afford ramen, and now we in Red Bottoms. That's real. That's a testimony. Yeah. And so, like, I just give God thanks. And everywhere I go, I just try to love on people because I love people.
Leading with love.
I do. Yep.
From ramen to Red Bottoms, the mixtape. We was looking for it.
Actually,
message.
Wait. Yeah, wait. Okay. That might be a little
something. Producer
you know, no, you wasn't lying when you said it. And he was acting all humble whole time. He like, now, wait now.
I big up.
Yeah.
Always I big up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You always emphasize we or with when you're talking about partner. I mean, not partnerships, but familyships.
Yes.
So now, what inspired you to become the collaboration queen?
I love people. Oh my goodness. Like, even this right now is making my heart skip a beat. I feel like we do better together for real, and not in a cliche way of like, you know, we do better together. No, like for real, like there's something that y'all have that I don't have. I could learn something from y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I approach every familyship is. I like how y'all do this. Let me just sit, take notes, sit under you. Let me just see you in your element. The worst thing that you can do as a creative, working in media, anything, is assuming you know it all and you got it all. That's when you cutting your thriving short. And so I always walk up to anything in familyship. I'm a student to the game. I'm a student to wherever I sit. I'm a student to the spotlight. And when I say the spotlight, it's not like edifying O'Havia and it's like, oh yes, this is it. No, I'm a student to wherever the spotlight goes. I love learning from people. And whoever that person is at the time, I'm like, man, I like how you do that. So what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to join this research team. Easy. easy. So yeah, no. So days, and I love the word that you coined, familyship, because that's really what it is to me. I don't use the word followers. I don't use the word, like, I use words like community and family and, you know, what's up, familia? I put that in there a lot because people don't got to support you. And so whenever they do, humble yourself. Keep yourself humble. You know, like, thank you for that. That's paying attention that they can't get back. So it's a beautiful thing.
Damn, gems dropping, yo. Yeah, hopefully the listeners can catch some of them gems.
Sorry. You know, I just be, you know what I'm saying? I just, yeah. I tell you, we talked about this. It's like when you learn something, I like to share because what is it to hold back? You know, give yourself authentically. Nothing can be stolen when you give it.
Exactly.
Hey, message. Exactly. Don't let that go over your head.
Don't let that
message. Now, your end goal is to create a media hub in Charlotte and back home in Brooklyn for Black and Brown youth so they can have a pipeline into the media industry.
Yes.
Talk about the importance of that to you.
Man, I remember growing up, and first of all, I was like, where's the Afro-Latin women on TV? Prime TV. Okay, let me turn to local news. And that's from being back in Brooklyn, and then especially moving to the South. Contrast, right? Landslide. I wasn't seeing none of that. And so the reason why that's so important to me is because I want to give Black and Brown youth a hand up. Like, listen, here's the keys. Here's how you could be successful. You're not too young. Oh, you want your own talk show? Let me show you how I did it. Let me shave off mad years of your life making mistakes that, you know, the mistakes that I made. Let me give you this game, and don't save it. Take it to someone else. Because here's what you're doing is you're building dynasty. You're building legacy. You're allowing everybody to eat, and you're also building tables, and then you're giving people seats, and then you're giving them forks and knives. So it's like we never starving because we're always sharing information. And so for me, having that journalism school, that's where all my energy is going, you know, because that's what matters to me is the next generation understanding their voice has value, especially Black and Brown children, understanding their voice has value and the ideas that they have are beautiful. I mean, look, y'all, let's be real, is the thoughts and ideas of our people for years have either been stolen.
Exactly.
Or have never come to fruition. There was an acceptance speech, and I can't think of the actress name. She said, you drive by a graveyard, those are thousands of dreams that are dead. And then, like, let's really get deeper, and we think of our people in those graveyards who never, like, let those dreams or allowed that space for things to happen. And I don't want to live my life, and I definitely don't want to be buried with so much stuff. So as much as I can while I'm living, y'all, take this, youth, take this, young people, take this, and then take it back to your neighborhoods and your communities and the block and take it back because it's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can sit, everybody can have an opportunity to thrive, and everybody should have an opportunity to create. So that's why that matters to me for real.
I got a follow-up question for that. So is there a timeline on that? Because that's definitely needed.
Yeah.
So how close are we to achieving that?
Absolutely. Oh, first of all, this year.
Okay.
And what's crazy is I thought that I would be like, well, in my 50s. Not that that's old, but you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm going to be like 50, 60. No, what's crazy is the pandemic actually showed me the possibility that this can be real with Zoom and talking to students virtually. And also there's been doors opened in 2020 that I'm walking in 2021 with partnerships with some schools and with some youth programs. And so literally I've been doing it. And then it hit me. I was like, wait, I could do this. So now we just zoom in and just giving the kids all that I got, which is very often.
Yeah, that's dope.
Well, we definitely have to talk off air because I work in CMS. So, but I digress.
I just got excited.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me know. I'm already on the research team.
All right. So we've been bigging you up all episode, of course, giving you flowers and all that. But another big up to you for interviewing Dr. Thomas. And for those who do not know, we're talking about E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. So he talked about taking care of yourself and then taking care of your cause.
Yeah.
So our question to you is, how do you take care of O'Havia?
Yeah. Taking care of O'Havia is stepping back. Taking care of O'Havia is that 2-week hiatus I did the last 2 weeks in December, like no creating, which is hard for me. Like I blink and I'm like, oh, that's an idea. And so like I took the 2 weeks to get my mind right, because for all the creatives listening and just creative people in general, those who are often in ideation and putting things together, you know, like our brains don't stop. And so for me, I really have to, the value in Ohavia is within. So sometimes I try not to get caught up in the rah-rah, the hype around social media. And I have to remember the assignment a lot, right? So it's like, okay, no, this is a blessing to have a platform and to be able to do all these awesome things and meet all these awesome people. But remember, take care of self and your mind. Also get in the habit of not putting things out just because you can. Something's got to be protected. And so what Dr. Thomas blessed me with was basically telling me to my face, like, hey, yo, I see you creating all of this, but take care of yourself, shawty. And yeah. I said, you know what, Dr. Thomas, you're right. So for me, it's knowing when to step away, but also knowing when to like rev up. You got to find your balance, especially when you create. It's important.
Another follow up, man, because yeah. that yeah. ET for a lot of listeners, I'm sure, have gotten them through some times.
What?
How did that opportunity present itself? Like,
yeah, pandemic. La Rona. So here's what happened. I shot my shot. I emailed his team and then I DM'd the team. And I was like, ain't no way this man gone. Nah. But one thing about me is I got crazy faith. I'm going to just keep trying until, you know, I do it with Michelle Obama. I do it with Oprah. Every day I write them like, what's up? Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday. I'm like, hey, yeah. So I think with ET and the team, I just put it out there. I was like, okay, and let's see what happens. Y'all, he, I won't say he, somebody wrote me back and I lost it.
I bet.
Y'all don't know crying. These mink lash gone. Lost it. I said, oh God, thank you, Lord. You keep your promise. And my mom was like, what's going on? I was like, I cannot believe this. And when I told her it was Dr. Eric Thomas, she said, the guy you would listen to when we were in the shelter? Like, that's how deep this is. Like, his voice kept me, I could do this. There's more after the shelter. There's more after dark times. And so to be able to see it come full circle was wild. So he said yes. The team said yes. We had to do everything really, really fast because Dr. Thomas. He's booked and busy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he even said yes to 15 minutes.
Right.
I said, sir, I got one question. How about that? forget the list of questions. I got one. And he was like, really? One. And he hopped on Zoom. And I just cried like a baby before and then after and then watching it. And when I still watch it, it feels surreal. Because it's like, that's Dr. Thomas. Yeah. That's ET.
Big up.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. I also have a follow-up question. You were talking about as far as being a content creator and it's a creator overall.
Yeah.
Taking a break from what you're doing now. That's something I also at some point struggled with and other creators that I know struggle with.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what that transition might have been like or what struggles you might have had to keep yourself disciplined and all that?
I love this question. It was hard. I'm gonna keep it 100, which I was very hard because again, content is king, creation is king. And you know, for what we do, it's like you can't take a break, like foot on the gas. But literally I was like my mental, right? And what I didn't want was we come into the new year and then I'm all tired. Or, you know, first week in the new year, January 4th, because I like to start on fresh. So January 4th, first Monday in the new year, I just had nothing to give y'all. So I said, I have to do it. But it was very hard. I mean, I kept looking at the app. Ultimately, I had to delete it off my phone. Like, that's how heavy it was. Like, I was like, stop. So I had to delete the app off my phone. I told all the homies, I was like, I just want to sit here with y'all. Like, I just want to rest. Don't talk to me about no media. Don't talk to me about what 2021 gonna bring. I just need to mind my mental. So no, that's very true. And it's very real. And honestly, I'm still navigating through that because again, when your whole life is creating content,
right.
how do you stop yourself? How do you ebb and flow? How do you fast from it? You know, I'm still navigating, still learning, but I had to delete the whole live app because I was still peaking. Still. Y'all pray for me. Ain't nothing wrong. I just can't do it right.
Prayer circle in it.
Seriously.
So before the meeting with Eric, we taking any breaks before or you just straight on just going and going and going and
no,
going?
No, listen, the pandemic hit, what was that, springtime, right, y'all?
Yeah,
March.
It was
all gas, no breaks. There was no break. And I told myself, I'm not taking no break until December. And so I was like, I'm going to do as much as I can and reach as far as I can with what we could. Because again, you know, we was all quarantined. Right. Still, you know, now it's a little bit better. But back then, y'all remember it was lockdown central, right? Mm-hmm. So literally, I was like, if I could just do as much as I can. So to answer your question, I was just reaching out to everybody. Like, I was like, whose administrative assistant do I think I am? My own. And I was just like, who's not busy? Who's not? And then just, so it was like praying and then emailing people. And it was coming up with content for the week and then emailing people. I feel like the email game is strong now. 2021, listen, yeah, it hits a whole lot different because now, like, I craft better emails. I know how to approach people differently. Mm-hmm. That situation with Dr. Eric Thomas definitely taught me how to approach people of that platform, of that stature, celebrities on that level. Like, you got to have that pitch right. And they don't want to read no long email.
Not at all.
Yeah. And they want to know, how do I tie into this aside from the fact you want my name on it? And so it was the best thing that happened to me because it taught me not only professionalism, but how to really land a lot of those interviews. It was the best thing. I was a student to the game, and that's all I did. Yep.
Message.
Yeah.
Message.
Student to the game, yeah.
So you've been dropping gems all throughout this podcast episode. Now, you was a part of the CLT Podcast Fest.
Yes.
Yes. And for those who missed it, what are some of the gems you want to get to those who want to get into the podcast game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And because I love y'all, guess what? I wrote it down.
Okay, nice.
You know what I'm saying? Phone on 100%. So shout out to WFAE, Perrine. Shout out to Jay Deutsch. Shout out to all those people who allowed me to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I was one of the many. And it was so cool to see, like, there's so many podcasters here in the city. Right. I love this city. And so, like, to see, like, I have other podcast family, that was lit. But notes that I had, it was like five things. So the first thing is create it. The second thing is own it. The third is be authentic with it. The fourth is research and build your community. And the fifth is don't stop. So when you create it, definitely do it unapologetically. But the second thing is what I really want to lean on is owning it. You know, establish that LLC, establish that trademark, stack your paper and really make sure that you cover your creative content. Because what I noticed in the pandemic, and honestly it happened to me, is there were a lot of leeches. So like there was people who it's not that they weren't creating, but for whatever the reason was, they had taken a break. And so the pandemic brought about a lot of people creating new content. And so one day I was on social media and I saw somebody else had the O Show and I said, hold on, wait. Cease and desist.
Some
right?
Baby O's out here.
Yeah, facts. So, but what was crazy was their name didn't even start with O. That's what was blowing my mind. I was like, I could see if it, you know, Oscar.
Okay, like,
or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. Like, they was just, like, out here, like, I honestly don't know what they were trying to do. So I wrote them, and I was like, hey, respectfully, listen, we all in this thing. We all trying to create legacy. Have some respect. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At which they apologized and was like, well, I ain't see you. How? Because if you got an LLC or a trademark, it, you know.
It shows up.
Yeah,
period.
Exactly.
So that's why I, honestly, out of everything I said, create and own it, being authentic, research and building, and don't stop. Please own your stuff, man. Like that, it helps you sleep better at night. And if you create more stuff, it can be covered under that stuff. So.
Message.
Legalities.
Okay. That's for real. I'm going to have to watch that back myself because I like a lot of that. So I
thank
need that.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know we talked about From Ramen to Red Bottoms, right?
Right. You know, what's crazy is that happened by accident,
that
y'all.
That might be a book name.
Hey, y'all, that literally happened by accident.
Trademark that.
Yeah. And y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Don't play around. It was here. Matter of fact, what's today's date? Y'all already know what time it is. Right. Y'all know what time it is.
For sure. Now, I ain't going to ask you to kick a freestyle, but.
That always happens.
I peeped before, too, so don't think I ain't see that on the radar. I peeped. You was getting off.
I'm not going to lie. When I was reading y'all email, I was like, how did you ask me to freestyle?
You do it to everybody up, but nah.
I mean, you know, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I am going to ask if you got a spoken word piece on you.
Okay. So for the beautiful listeners listening, I wrote something just for y'all.
Exclusive.
It was literally at 6 a.m. Oh, yeah. I texted you, right, love? Yeah.
You did.
I texted you.
You texted me.
That was the same time. Okay. So I had just finished writing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do it. I don't know why I'm acting shy.
You got it. You got it.
Y'all, I really
humble brag.
Yeah.
You said what?
Humble brag.
No, I'm really scared. All right, so let me see. What was the cadence on this? What was the inflection? Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
I'm actually nervous. Okay, so here's how it goes. I used to sleep in a shelter, but I'm building them now. Went from statistic to mathematician. Go ahead and ask me how. If you call O, I'm on go. Communities make me smile. But if there's injustice, I'm pressing you. I'll go wow, wow. I'm from my grandparents that grinded. They taught me the tricks of the trade. Who birthed my parents and ignited change, and they did it afraid. I'm on the shoulders of the greats that led creative crusades. I'm the offspring to optimism. Yeah, they pray, but I'm praying. I'm not gonna proclaim that it was easy, because that would be false. I work hard for everything. I never got it by force. Unless we talk in resumes, then respect my conglomerate. But from a shelter to security, now pursuing my doctorate, keep the world close on me, so you know I'm not lonely. Chasing money, no honey, money chases me, homie. I remember skipping school, feds thought I was a truant. Now I'm booked with mad schools and I'm speaking to students. We're on the jack of all spades, I'm the Jane of all trades. I put the 4 and 4X because I see it before it's made, that's money. It's wealth of life, creature of all abundance. I love my jack of all spades family, yeah, we run it, not running, that's it.
Ooh. Amen.
Jack of all spades.
I'm ripping the acapella and putting a beat behind it.
Yo.
Exactly. I told you, I wrote that just for y'all.
We appreciate
offspring
it.
Offspring the optimism. Ooh.
Offspring the optimism.
They praying, but I'm prayed.
Ooh. Ooh.
Robin to Red Bottoms coming soon.
You know what? Y'all keep speaking it. Y'all keep speaking it.
And on it. Executive produced by Banks on the beat.
Listen, what's up? Hey, look. What's up?
Mixtape and a book.
You know.
Mixtape and the book.
I received that. It's a bundle. Y'all, it's a your bundle. Research team is very, very solid. Very
Come
solid.
Come on, Joe Goldberg, where you at, boy?
Listen, Lord, do it.
All right, so man,
thank you.
I think with this episode, it's going to be a lot of favorite segments.
Correct.
Of Jack of All Spades Nation, but
yeah,
this is the one they typically love the most. We call it Top 5 Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Shout out Jada Kiss.
Hey.
So, Miss O'Havia.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah. We know you about your Afro beats. We know you about merengue, salsa, bachatere.
Uh-huh.
We know it.
Uh-huh.
So who are your top 5 international artists?
Okay, I wrote that down too, bro. You ready? All right, yeah. So Oro Solido. So he made a song called La Morena. It's about, you know, basically dark-skinned Spanish women. I love anything Oro Solido. A-Star. Okay, I'm sorry to say. Mini Minaj.
Coupe,
A-Star. Yeah. Then we got Coffee Toast. The iconic Buju Banton. I mean, come on.
Respect,
how could you not have him? What? Burna Boy. Y'all know Burna Boy.
Of course, Burna Boy.
Honestly, I threw that. Yeah. Okay. Almost harmonized, but I caught it late. I'm so sorry. I failed you.
We'll get it right in post-production. Don't worry.
I'm going to add my vocals. And the last one, honestly, out of the UK, Miss Banks, Bad Beat Bop, Bad Bop, all that. Shout out to Miss Banks. But yeah, I listened to, you know what's crazy? Y'all question actually made me look at my playlist. It's international.
Where that verse?
And then Trap. And then we got a little Kirk Franklin.
Authentically you though.
Yeah, facts. It's very, I was like, okay, sweet. And what's crazy is we'll be here all day if we add it. But yeah, those are mine.
Yeah,
for sure.
Solid.
Yeah. I hope I made y'all proud.
So you heard that, people.
Yes.
O'Havia Phillips, top 5 international artists.
Uh-huh.
Lord, man, I don't even want this thing to end, to be honest with y'all.
Hold on, wait, I got a question for
you. Go ahead, man.
Close it out.
Go ahead.
Back to this pipeline, this media school pipeline.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just thinking. So
mm-hmm.
you have this media school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this trying to get students into like the main, like, you know, your CNN mm-hmm. to the world, your MSNBC in the world, mm-hmm. C-SPAN, to kind of get students into those kind of mm-hmm. media outlets?
I love this question. So yes, and all the things. So because I have experience in local news, mm-hmm. Also being interviewed by NY1 straight out of college, I have that experience. So yes, look, in the curriculum, there you go. If you want to go that route, listen, it wasn't for me, but that doesn't mean it won't be for y'all.
Correct.
Here you go. But like what I would really, really harp on is ownership. So whatever that show is, that idea that you have, that book that you want to write, yes, we're going to teach you like how to go to CNN, MSNBC, all the things, because that's beautiful. Hear me. But like also, like say you reach a point where you're like, all right, I can't keep chasing stuff like this. Like this is wearing me down. Here's something that you can lean on that's 100% yours. You know, it's owned by you, created by you, it's covered. So I just want to show Black and Brown youth the possibilities, right? Growing up for me, it was always CNN. And then like when I got older, I was like, whoa, there's more than CNN. That's crazy. Mm. Like what Free did wasn't CNN. That was 106. What's 106 called?
Yeah.
BET. What's BET? So, you know, when mm-hmm. you start thinking for real, like there is more. That's when, you know, you just want to give people an opportunity and space to reach higher. And so that's all I want to do with the J School is give youth the opportunity to see different.
This is both on TV and on the internet as well.
Oh, for sure. So definitely, because y'all know it's no surprise, especially where we move in all digital, baby.
Correct.
You know, so I feel like even though I say TV, again, that option can be for them. But for me, it more so be digital, you know, leaning in on the YouTubes, leaning in on the Patreons, leaning in on the Clubhouse. Clubhouse is in beta now, but look, let's talk at the end of this year. You know, teaching youth to see the possibility and being well-versed in all things multimedia digitally and tapping in authentically to who they are. knowing how to engage conversation, how to be heard properly, but also like how to just talk your talk. You know what I'm saying? So everybody deserves to be heard. Voice is value.
Yes.
Voice is value. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Phillips, shout out all the socials so Jack of All Spades Nation can find you.
Yes, yes, friends. So I'm at Ohavia Phillips everywhere, and I am the person like I follow people back and I write people. I'm one of those. I'm such, you know, I just love people. So, you know, you might get a heart from me, a little smile. You might get like an asterisk Millie Rock. Like, I'm that person. So at Ohavia Phillips on everything, ohaviaphillips.com. On YouTube, it's The O Show. So / The O Show. And yeah, and if you see me in the street, you know, air hug me. I'm a hugger. I love people. I love seeing people smile and seeing people win. So yeah. I look forward to all the wins.
Well, look, this is a challenge to Jack of All Spades Nation. You go follow that beautiful woman over there.
Thank you.
Because the content is crazy. Like, once again, we found out about her through other avenues. So she's putting it out there. It's powerful. It's impactful.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a follow.
Yes. Thank y'all. Y'all gonna make me cry.
And side note.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched The O Show on YouTube.
Watch it.
I thought I was watching Oprah. No lie.
Wait. I'm not even playing.
Look
at me. No, don't you
No,
do
the
that.
Way you came up, you had to be. Matter of fact, big up DJ Kato, man. Afro Pop
Ooh,
Nation.
Ooh, shout out to my brethren. I fed DJ Kato. The
fans rocking. You come up.
You do very much production. You do very, very good. I always look in the... I like your work.
Thank you so much. That means so much, y'all.
I say Oprah, but more modern.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Very, very much so today.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, y'all.
We keep it real over here, man.
Wow, thanks, y'all. Wow, all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, Jack of All Spades Nation, y'all heard the great words of Ohavia Phillips.
Yeah.
You know, it's time, though. We must close this thing out. As always, I am the beloved one.
It's Pride of Africa. Shout out Gabon one more time. Shout out Gabon.
Yep. Banks, Blue Water, Fat Boy Tires.
Never forget Marlo behind the scenes on the camera and on the post-production, Newlywed.
Yes, sir. Oh,
also, another shout out, man. Tyler at Cabo Fish Taco looking out on the drinks.
Tyler.
I ain't going to never forget
Big
that,
shout
my
out.
Boy.
Tyler.
Shout out Tyler. Yeah.
We got to go see Tyler.
We got to go see Tyler.
We got to meet Tyler.
Y'all went.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tyler one time.
Then we will not forget our special guest. Ohavia Phillips.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank y'all.
All right, so y'all know how we close this thing out, man. Rest in peace, Malik Taylor, a.k.a. Fife Dog. One time for A Tribe Called Quest. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. And we out.